Washington, high-ranking Navy and Army officers meet in closed conference. After months of secret preparations, a far-reaching combined operation is about to begin. Continued secrecy is imperative for the planned success.
Market for you, sir.
Good work, Cookie. You got plenty of steaks to go with it?
Yes, sir. Captain, the last torpedo's on board.
Right. I'll be at the dock phone.
Aye, aye, sir.
Any luck on that Oklahoma City call?
I'm sorry, Captain Cassidy. I haven't been able to get through to your wife.
How it is. Christmas Eve.
Yes, I know how it is. Thank you. Cancel the call.
Hiya, Rocky. That kid of yours been born yet?
Yes, sir. It's a boy.
What, no cigar? Congratulations, Rocky.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Captain.
What, Sparks?
I got the record changer all hooked up, sir.
So I hear.
The crew certainly does appreciate your gift, sir.
Well, after five patrols, I appreciate my crew, Spock.
All topped off with fuel, lube oil, battery, and fresh water. Engineering department ready for sea, sir. Request permission to warm up the main engine.
Okay, Larry.
Thank you, sir.
Sweetheart, we're shoving off ahead of schedule. Something urgent. I tried to telephone you and the children to wish you a Merry Christmas. And to tell you, I'm now wearing 3 stripes on my sleeve. And some embarrassingly shiny scrambled eggs on my cap. I hope you like the nylon stockings, darling. Don't ask me how I got them. Tell Michael I couldn't find a toy submarine. Tell him it's the war. He'll understand. There's even a shortage of teddy bears, but I found one for Debbie. I hope her chicken pox didn't leave any marks on that sweet face.
Full allowance torpedoes on board. All tubes loaded and ready for war shot. Full allowance ammunition and pyrotechnics on board. Gunnery department ready for sea, sir.
Very well, Pete. Send in the mail orderly, please.
Aye, sir.
I've got the same good crew. A few new men from sub-school. If we were together tonight, darling...
Mail early, Captain.
I want this mailed before we shove off.
Aye, sir.
All hands aboard. All departments ready for sea. Crew at quarters.
They won't take you upstairs, Captain. You're too valuable to see.
Who's kidding who? I'll be fighting from a desk after this patrol, Andy. Gather around, man.
Sorry our liberty was cut short. But I guess the Navy would have let us have Christmas ashore if this wasn't important. The men who've been with me on previous patrols know I don't believe in fight talks. When a man gives a fight talk, I suspect he needs one himself. For the benefit of newcomers. You're here because you volunteered. You're well-trained, highly selected men, and we're glad to have you aboard. You may be infants in the submarine service, but we figure you'll be veterans by the time we make port again. We've had pretty fair luck so far. Let's hope we really smear them this time. Dismiss the crew.
Aye, sir. Leader quarters.
Shore connections cleared. Topside secured, all except mooring lines.
Okay, Chief. We'll test it out. Ship ready for getting underway, sir. Number 1 and 2 main engines on propulsion.
Okay, let's go.
Single up. Answer bells.
Take in 1. Hold 5.
Port back 1/3. Port stop.
Take in 5.
All ahead 1/3.
Crying out loud, what do you think you are, the pipes of Pan?
This, Dakota, is a genuine Nazi flute. I paid an Atlantic sailor $5 for it.
Nazi flute, $5. You can pick those things up in Frisco for 4 bits.
Say, do you know where Tarpon Springs, Florida is?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know where the best bunch fishermen in the world are the Greeks, my people?
You're Greek?
Uh-huh. Greek-American.
What's your name?
Leos Theopolis Kerfilos Jr.
And that Junior's pure American, see?
But seeing you off at the store, we'll settle for tin can. Okay?
Okay. Just so long as nobody around here calls me, hey, Greek. I'm sensitive.
Oh, Mike. Surprise.
Here's that five spot I borrowed from you.
Fine time to pay me back.
But I did pay you.
There goes one of the nicest guys that ever borrowed $5 from me.
Say, Mike, why doesn't the captain wear his decorations?
Doesn't need to.
We heard a lot about him at sub-school.
Didn't believe anything that was good. The torpedoes cost $12,000 apiece. Our skipper doesn't waste them. He's got more plain intestinal fortitude than any guy I ever met. I'd follow him right into the Mikado's bathtub.
Say, do you think we'll see plenty of action?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's why I got off that four-stacker. Up and down, nothing but escorting. Made me sick.
Sitting on a beehive, aren't you?
I know the type. He wants a medal. Who cares about medals? I got a better reason.
Pipe down. Look. In all my 12 years in the Navy, I never seen a doll on a submarine.
I won her, Mike. Cute, huh?
She gonna bunk with you?
Yep. She's a liberty, Jimmy.
Makes the gal jealous.
Jealous of that doll?
Well, sure. I take her into some nice joint and sit her up on a table, and we have a long talk, man to woman. It never fails.
Dame comes up to me. She says, that the best you can do, Submarina?
I says, that's up to you, honey.
What happens then?
How old are you, Tommy?
19.
Come back next year. Say, that's a cute military objective you got there.
That's my sister.
Oh, intelligent, too.
Well, if you boys don't mind, Nita and I, we want to be alone, don't we?
See?
Cute, I told you. You know, it works all the time, you know?
Submarine net, Captain.
Well, Andy, it'll be a long time between beers.
I ever spent underwater.
You should have been aboard with us Christmas Day 1941.
The Jap sure gave us a Christmas present.
Blasted the living daylights out of us off Lingan Gulf.
Between depth charges, we ate what you might call Christmas dinner in the dark,
200 feet down.
Ice water and sandwiches.
Well sprinkled with rust and chips of paint that kept flying off the bulkheads at that.
Bet you said your prayers.
I sure did. Some extra Hail Marys, too.
You think prayers do any good, Mike?
Sure they do. All right, some guys say, go ahead, prove to me there's a God. I don't argue, I just know. Like I know there's salt in the sea.
That's the way it is with me, too. Look, Mike, if we get depth charged and I show any signs of being yellow white, you sock me.
Right on the butt.
That's a promise.
It's a promise.
Never fell. I are in Connecticut now, why, Mother and Dad would be coming in to wake me up singing Christmas carols. It's sort of a custom they started when I was a kid.
Song of hope, from angels bending near the earth.
Pretty, huh? This guy's practice all year.
Merry Christmas, Dakota!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Tim Cam!
Same to you and many more of them.
Heaven's all gracious King. The world in
solemn
stillness lay.
Merry Christmas, Skipper. Merry Christmas, fellas. Merry Christmas, Skipper.
Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in my dark sweet shine, the
Christmas to you, gents.
We'll have to top the Beatles.
God bless you, Mary,
mate, a mournful knell. He dropped his vitamins down the periscope.
What is that?
The new kid Ford is wiser but sadder since he stepped on the skipper coming down the ladder.
I apologize.
On Wolf's grave, a wreath is laid since he tangled his line with that chambermaid.
You should have had it filled.
All hands get ready to upchuck this dinner. With Cookie in the galley, we're going to get thinner.
If that ain't a new high for gratitude. Who practically mutters all the guys on this ship? I do. Who bends over a hot stove all day long for you guys? I do. Who's going to get all the glory when you sink a jet ship? You. That's who. Who's going to get all the medals out of this war? You guys. And what am I going to get? Nothing but varicose veins and dishwater hands.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, guys.
You should have done it!
Look out to the bridge!
Keep your eyes peeled, kid. All submarines look alike. We're nobody's friend. Even our ships will shoot first and ask questions afterward.
He listens to you like you're a tin god.
Look pretty snappy today, Captain.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Christmas.
Coffee, sir.
Thank you.
All clear starboard.
All clear port.
Now, you fellas know me. I'm no highbrow. When I come home from a patrol, if there's any grand opera planned, the whole Connors family goes down there twice a week. Don't ask me why, but to me it's like going down in a sub. You shove off, go deep under the sea. When you come back up, you've got something inside that's never been there before.
The Irish and the Greeks, born philosophers.
I got a philosophy, too. Every day a box of Cracker Jacks with a prize in every package.
I feel sorry for you. You don't know what it means to have a family.
Family, says. You know what a family means? The house has a mortgage, the kids have the measles, and the old man pays for the insurance when he's dead. No, thank you, not for little Wolfie. The only kind of babies I want are those born 21 years ago.
Captain is given permission to pick up the San Francisco newscast.
This broadcast comes to you from the Friendly Credit Company. The Friendly Credit Company trusts you. Any amount from $25 to $1,000. And so, Christmas Day is bright on all fronts. Here at home, San Francisco police are continuing with a manhunt for a sailor wanted in the Bay Area on several counts. The woman making the complaints insists on prosecution. The sailor was last seen boarding a United States submarine at Mare Island. The sailor is known to the girls only as Wolf.
Well, Wolfie!
Shut up.
However, the Wolf's shipmates volunteered information to the police, enough to send him up for 1,042 years. The wolf has been described as a body of men entirely surrounded by women. He's...
terrific!
Terrific.
Just a gag, Wolfie. Just a gag.
Fellows, Captain gave you permission to pull that stunt?
Yes, sir. Well, I was in on a gag, too.
Were you?
Well, just around the edges.
Plane coming out of the sun.
Clear the bridge. Take her down.
Battle station's manned.
Main induction closed.
What was it, Ken?
Looks like a four-motored bomber to me.
Pressure in the boat, sir.
Feet. Rig for depth charge.
Rig for depth charge.
Close main vents.
Main vents closed, sir.
Low negative.
Low negative.
Close negative flood.
Close negative flood. Negative flood closed, sir.
Level off at 150.
Level off at 150.
Zero bubble.
Zero bubble.
Open all vents.
All ahead, one third.
All ahead, one third. All answering ahead, one third, sir.
Pump from artillery to sea.
Artillery to sea.
Have you heard it when it comes? Yep, son. We heard all right. Isn't there anything we can do?
Yep. We're doing it.
Maybe it's one of our own planes.
If we get sunk, it doesn't matter who drops the bombs.
Think we can see our shadow from the air? That's what we're finding out.
All clear, sir.
Let's go up for a look-see. Periscope depth.
Periscope depth. 5 degrees up angle. 20-degree rise on the bob lens.
5 degrees up angle.
20-degree rise, sir.
Take charge of your planes.
Feathers. Looks as if we dunked for a four-motored albatross.
Service, downscope. And a Merry Christmas, men.
Oh, gee, fellas, I could have sworn albatross have a retractable landing gear, kid.
Look out to the bridge.
You can hear that motor so flame.
Key down, he feels bad now.
Thank you, sir.
port.
Now, skipper, about time to open orders.
3 minutes to go, Andy.
I got a hunch in something big.
Last night I dreamed we up periscope, right in the middle of the entire Jap Imperial fleet, passing in review.
Do we sink them all?
With one torpedo. Billiard shot.
Oh, by the way, Captain, there's a man from the forward room wants to see you on a matter of vital importance. Torpedo man Adams.
Send him in.
I was told I'd have to ask you, sir.
Go ahead and ask me.
Well, sir, at sub-school, we saw a lot of pictures of submariners coming back from patrols with beards.
So you want to grow one?
Yes, sir.
Think you can?
Well, sir, I'd like to find out.
Well, I'll tell you, Adam. First patrol, we all grew beards. I had a pip. The second patrol, it was about half and half. Then we decided the beards are itchy, they get greasy. We keep a trim ship, it makes sense we have a trim crew to man her.
Yes, sir.
However, I wouldn't want to cheat you out of a beard on your first patrol, Adams.
Well, that's right, sir. I only shave twice a week anyway. Even if I could grow one, it'd look a little limp. I'll stick to shaving twice a week, sir.
Maybe by the time we get back, you'll be shaving three times a week.
Thank you, sir. I guess I'd better get back and do what I was doing. Thank you.
Send in the quartermaster with a chart catalog.
Captain wants the chart catalog, Rush.
Chart catalog, sir.
Thank you. Stand by.
Has he come yet? No, he's still in there.
Bring the chart 1291.
Yes, sir.
Just get out that old chart at Tahiti. I got a tomato and pepita.
Poetry.
Gonna write a letter to your wife every night like last time, Slug?
Yeah, but sort of keeps us in touch.
Doesn't make much sense if you can't mail him.
Well, how do you know? We might hit Australia again.
Then again, we might not.
Here's the Japanese sandman.
Funny thing about submarines. Somehow the crew always knows where we're going before the captain does.
Holy smoke, Tokyo!
I always did want to see one of those geisha gals up close.
Too bad you didn't put up on the Japanese lingo.
Listen, my kind of language is international.
Say, fellas, how are we going to get into Tokyo Bay?
Why, Tommy, the copper fin just naturally sprouts wings. We fly right over the nets in the minefield, plumb in the middle of the harbor.
Tokyo Bay, perfect. I bet we sink 70,000 tons. $20, even money.
70,000 tons? You're nuts.
Look, I got a reason to have luck. Where I go, there's going to be dead Japs.
What is this reason of yours, lad?
Never mind, never mind. Anybody want to bet? Huh?
It's a secret between him and Roosevelt.
I'll take the bet.
I'll pay off double if we make it. There's only two guys that whistle in the Navy. Boatswain's mates and boots. You a boatswain's mate?
Sorry, Mike. I forgot. You hear that music? Reminds me of a dame I knew in Frisco.
Here we go again.
She was built for speed. Like a destroyer.
Now I listen.
But kind of compact, too, like a submarine. There she was, a-coming down Sutter Street, right off my starboard beam. The minute I sees her, I says, up periscope. I gives my motor a third back and maneuvers for an opening shot. She picks me up on our detector, gives her rudder a hard left, and makes like she's looking in the store window. Well, naturally, I gives my rudder a hard right and moves right up alongside. She's beautiful, but beautiful. Comes right up to about my chin, you know, fits just right. Well, neither of us break silence. Naturally, there's a long pause. We're both running on batteries now. You could tell something electric is going on between her and me. I've been on our last patrol 3 months, and this was my first night ashore. Now, you guys know how it is. And there she was, in a nice, clean, crisp, lacy blouse. And she looked just like she had a bath.
Okay, okay, so she looked like she had a bath.
And she even smelled like geranium.
So she even smelled like geraniums, then what?
Well, here we are, hove to with her smelling like geraniums and me with 3 months' pay of my wife. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
Never forget what, Wolf?
Well, you know how some dames have lips that are curved, all right? But when you kiss them, you find that they have lips that are as hard as a warhead. Well, you could tell hers was as soft as silk. Just enough lipstick. Just right.
Well, what did you do about it?
Well, I was so busy drinking her in out of my starboard lamps that I don't see this Market Street commander hove to alongside her. I'm trying to get a recognition signal out of her when the sailor busts right in and says, "Would you like one of those lacy things, honey?" And she says, "Sure." And they go in and buy one.
Well, what did you do?
Me? I'm murdered. There I am, anchored, dead in the water. I'm looking through the window, and she's picking out one of these thingamajigs. And this Market Street commando has given me the gloat. Am I burning? I'm dying. It's my first night in. There she's been, standing next to me, smelling like geraniums.
Okay, we've been through all that.
Well, this Market Street commando peels off some lettuce and pays for the stuff. And she's smiling as sweet as a dream. And there I am, outside the window, bulkheads busted in. Next thing I know, she's giving this guy a kiss. And the next thing I know, she's making for my anchorage with his stuff under her arm, and she's saying to me, "Going my way, submariner."
But then what happened, Wolf?
She was built for speed. But like I said, kid, kind of compact, too. Like a submarine.
Up the lieutenant here at Point X Ray. A PBY boat will meet us at 14:30.
Why are they flying him down?
To save us going out of our way to pick him up. Time's important.
Who is he?
Aerology specialist. North Pacific area. All we have to do is put him ashore in Japan.
You guys are showing signs of needing a sun lamp. From now on, you better sign up. Everybody, once a day.
Do you ever want to be a real Dr. Pills?
Yeah. I was one of those college wise guys who didn't know where he was going. Only place to find out on submarines.
What college did you go to?
California. Only a year when I signed up. I had an A in chemistry, so they made me a pharmacist, mate.
Ain't it wonderful what a college education will do? Now, when I got out of the third grade, I took a job with my old man at Coney Island, frying hot dogs.
You should have stuck to hot dogs.
Where is that half-baked barber?
You going back to finish college when the war's over?
Yep. Putting my pay and a half in war bonds. Working my way through college underwater.
Pills, if anything happened to us while we're out in patrol, if we got conked off, you figured we'd see our folks in the hereafter?
I wouldn't bank on it. I don't think my old man would be overjoyed at seeing me anyway. He never thought I was much good.
I like to think we've got souls that...
I don't know, Tommy. All those guys I cut up at school.
Never found a soul inside.
Well, what does that prove, Phils? Say you trust a guy. You can't see the trust, but it's there.
I'm from Missouri, Mike.
I'm not exactly religious, but don't you think God...
No, I don't. My angle is this. I only believe what I can see.
Are you an atheist?
Call it what you like.
The Japs turn the heat on us, I'll watch your prey, Phils. I've seen it happen before.
Say, you guys know what?
No, what?
There's something screwy about this detour, or whatever it is.
We'll know before long. In New York. Mind if I use your office? Something private.
Sure.
Thanks.
It's the third time he's asked me.
Well, maybe he's writing poems. Ah, there you are, my little scissorbill. Get thee behind me. And mind you, no politics, no ball games, and no hair down my neck. Nothing but barbering.
Well, Cookies, looks like we're getting pretty close to enemy waters.
Now, Tommy, don't go getting yourself all worried.
Think we ought to take the hat off?
Well, don't you think we'd better?
Clifford?
Yes, thanks. You see, Tommy, there's always one of two things about a submarine. In the first place, either the enemy finds you or he doesn't. Well, if he doesn't find you, there's nothing to worry about. But if he does, there is still one of two things. Either he drops a depth charge or he don't. Well, if he doesn't, there's nothing to worry about. If he does, then there's still one of two things. Either he drops it close to you or drops it far away. Of course, if he drops them far away, it's certainly foolish to worry. But if he drops them near you, then there is still one of two things to worry about. And that is...
Don't cut too much off.
If your pressure hull holds, well, of course, if it holds, wouldn't it be foolish to worry? But if it doesn't, you won't be able to worry at all, so why worry?
Are you through?
Yes.
Hmm?
Oh. Hmm. He was waiting for. He's in the apartment.
That looks fine. Thanks.
You next.
$1,000, sir.
Roger amidships, steady on course, 290.
800 fathoms.
Right 5 degrees rudder, new course 295, all motors stop.
Right 5 degrees rudder, new course 295, all motors stop.
300 fathoms.
Stations for battle service.
Stations for battle service.
Ready on all main engines.
Thank you.
the radio man picked up anything on the special frequency?
Contact established, sir.
Plane to starboard, sir.
Hold your fire.
Stand by the challenge.
Okay, Rocky.
Challenge.
Plane answered challenge correctly, Captain.
All stop. Runner admission. Always nice to see those stars on the wing.
Fried Jap and tartar sauce.
I'll take mine boiled in oil. I'll go down and get him. Lieutenant Raymond?
Yes, sir.
McCary. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Come on up and meet the captain.
Thanks.
Glad to have you aboard, Raymond.
Glad to be aboard.
Ready on one and two.
You already know McCary?
Yes, sir. We've met.
How was your trip?
Well, it was pretty rough. Is my aerology gear aboard?
Under lock and key. You'll be good enough to go below. We'll arrange for your berthing later. I'd like to get the ship out of here.
Yes, sir. How do I get below, sir? I've never been aboard a submarine before.
There's the hatch. It goes down.
Yes, sir.
Hey! Bear a hand, I got a bite.
Plane's approaching, dead astern.
Jet post zeros. All ahead full! 10 degrees hard rudder!
Commence firing!
Gotta get off first.
Doesn't get out of there, he'll end up with a hot seat.
Make it pop
him off with a clear conscience.
He looks awful lonesome up there.
Okay. The chief reports the unexploded bomb is waged in the superstructure.
Let's have a look at it. Larry, take the watch.
I want to question him. You had to bring out the cutting torches. No time.
I'll get your pigeon for you.
Okay, Mike. We'll put him to roost.
Looks like the war is over for you, son.
Let's go.
Taking him below.
Mike looked up like he wanted me to do something. I just stood there.
Me too. It happened so fast.
We need a man to pull the teeth of an unexploded bomb. Volunteers to the control room.
Mike would be alive now if I hadn't just stood there.
Stow it. These things happen every day. If you want to take out on somebody, take out on the Japs, not yourself. Come on, let's get out of here.
It all boils down to a matter of thickness. Bomb is wedged in a tight spot. Neither the captain or I can get to it.
Back home, they used to call me Slim, sir.
You'll do, Slim. Take this and that off. You volunteer, Captain.
You know what you're volunteering for, son?
Yes, sir. The bomb.
It's wedged under the superstructure. That's not all. That Jap may have radioed opposition. If more planes come while we're down there, we'll have to drink a lot of water.
I'll go with you, Captain.
Okay, Tommy. Get down below.
In case of another attack, take her down.
Aye, aye, sir.
Clear the decks. Diving station.
The bomb may be a dud because the firing pin's fractured. If it is, the slightest jar will set it off. But take it very easy. Here, you'll need this web wrench. Tell me when you reach the bomb, but don't touch it.
Reach the bomb, Captain.
Don't touch it yet. Look carefully around the base of the fuse. The bomb may be a booby trap, so it'll blow up at the slightest touch. Do you see any hammer marks or slight indentation?
No, Captain.
All right. Now, very carefully, feel the nose. marks?
No marks, sir.
Very gently now. Place the web wrench around the fuse. It unscrews counterclockwise, right to left. You got that?
Yes, sir, it's in place. It unscrews left to right, sir.
Right to left. Right to left.
I'm sorry, sir. I heard you all right, but I repeated it wrong. Right to left, sir. I'm a little nervous.
Stop and take a breath, son. You're doing fine.
Well, I guess Mike got it quicker, that's all.
Shut up.
The talking don't bother a bomb.
It bothers me.
You know, Dakota, I once knew a dame who had a temperament just like a bomb. Laugh? No laugh.
Start unscrewing it gently. Just use gradual pressure. Right to left. Right. Easy, easy. Just loosen it.
I've loosened it, sir.
Now, carefully. Remove the wrench. Turn the fuse by hand. Easy. Very, very gently, son. Easy does it. Got Made in USA stamped on it. The appeaser's contribution to the war effort. Take it and stew it, Cookie. Adams, you did a fine job. You earned yourself a higher rating.
Thank you, sir.
You got a great pair of shoes to fill, Tommy.
One kid's shoe. And one pipe. Stem broken. That completes the inventory. Mike was a first-class torpedo man. In more ways than one.
I wonder if we should have told the exec about that flat package that Mike used to keep under his sack.
What package?
Well, every time he borrowed Yo-Yo's office, he took it along with him. Hey, maybe it's one of them censored records. Say, we could do with a laugh.
I thought Mike was acting kind of secret when he used to come in here.
Hello, honey. I hope to play this record once in a while you're away. Because it'll mean you're missing me like I miss you from the moment you shove off. Every single time. Have I ever told you how much those homecoming bear hugs of yours mean to me, Mike? Gosh, darling. You could break all my ribs. Having you back is so good. The kids miss you and make believe you're at the table each night. But I don't think they know what being married 10 years to a sweet guy like you is like. I do, thank God. It means you've made me the happiest woman alive. I hope I've made you happy, Mike. I always tried my darndest because I love you with every bit of my heart.
lost we consign his remains to the deep. We the living pray thee, Heavenly Father, to grant him eternal peace and rest through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You up there?
I got no use for burials.
Oh, coffee's more important, huh?
You guys don't think I care he's dead?
Well, why didn't you come up? Sorry for that, Jack?
Shut up, you. I don't take that from nobody. I'm surprised at you guys, all of you. You ought to have sense enough not to get such dumb ideas. I told you I had my reasons.
Bilge.
Look. I had an uncle live in the old country seat. Real high-class guy, not like me. You know what he was? He was a teacher of philosophy. And to be that in Greece, the very home of philosophy, you've got to be A number one smart, and that was my uncle. So they killed him, them Nazis. They stood him up against the wall. You know why? Because he had brains. Because everybody's got to be their slave, and them that won't, like my uncle, they kill. My old man was no good. He was a boozer. He died in bed having the DTs. But my uncle, a man with education in his head and charity in his heart, who used to send my mom what to eat with when we were kids, him they stood up against the wall, and that sticks in here with me. But the difference between them and us is that with us, even a no good gets a chance to die in its own bed. So I don't forget my uncle. I read where an American flyer gets killed, and I think of my uncle.
And I see pictures of little Chinese kids getting bombed, and I think of my uncle.
I read where a Russian gorilla gets hanged, and I think of my uncle. And I see Mike lying in there dead from a Jap killer, and I think of my uncle, and I ain't got no room in here to see one of our guys get buried. Not yet, not until I've done something to even up the score. So I eat with it, and I sleep with it. So be sorry at me, you dopes.
I'm sorry, Tin Cat.
Attention!
At ease, men. Trying to figure out about Mike?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, officers and men on submarines are closer together than in most branches of our Navy. Mike was with me on my first patrol. He was my friend. I know his family. His wife's a fine, great-hearted woman. I know his kids. I remember Mike's pride when he bought the first pair of roller skates for his little 5-year-old boy. They were the finest roller skates that money could buy. Roller skates for a 5-year-old. Well, that Jap got a present, too, when he was 5. Only it was a dagger. You see, his old man gave him a dagger so that he'd know right off what he was supposed to be in life. The Japs have a ceremony that goes with it. At 7, a Jap kid is taking marches under an army instructor. At 13, he can put a machine gun together, blindfolded. So as I see it, that Jap was started on the road 20 years ago to putting a knife in Mike's back. There are lots of Mikes dying right now. And a lot more Mikes will die. Until we wipe out a system that puts daggers in the hands of 5-year-old children. You know, if Mike were here to put it into words right now, that's just about what he dies for. More roller skates in this world. He including some for the next generation of Japanese kids. Because that's the kind of a man Mike was.
You're reading. San Francisco telephone directory. I collect names.
Well, what do you do with them?
I'll just meditate. Wonder what kind of people go with the names, wonder what the names mean, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, names don't mean nothing.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, my name's Wainwright.
Yeah, Wainwright. So what?
Well, my grandpa used to build wagons. So Wainwright's a guy who builds wagons.
Like covered wagons?
Sure. Maybe he built some wagons across the plains. Some grandpas built houses. Name's Carpenter. Some grandpas made clothes. Name's Taylor. Some guy's grandpa built wheels for my grandpa's wagons. Name's Wheelwright. A wheelwright's a guy who builds wheels.
Sunlight ready in the forward room. Come on, you torpedoman. G.I. Sunshine.
Don't tell me the captain finally gave up that sun lamp.
Ah, you know, phone books are fascinating. I'm nuts about it.
Personally, I use phone books for long shots. One day I was in San Diego, didn't have anything to do, nothing on my mind, so...
Except skirts.
I see this phone book. I flip it open, I come to a name. Rosalie Riley. Pretty name, I says to myself. I wonder what she's at. So
you called her up.
Nah, why waste time? I go right out to her house. 21 Valley Road. Never forget it. Had roses all over the place. Very pretty indeed. Red and pink roses.
Now we're going to pick roses.
So I pick a rose. So I got something I could talk about when she comes to the door. Up I go to the door, I ring the bell, and I hear a very nice voice from the inside. Wait a minute, she says. I'm in the bathtub.
Every girl you meet is in a bathtub or just out of it.
I haven't met her yet. I'm on a porch. Naturally, I sit down. I'm rocking back and forth.
Scared to the tails. Who cares whether you're rocking back and forth?
I'm just trying to give you the picture.
We got the picture. You're in a bathtub. She's on a porch.
She's in the bathtub. I'm on the porch. She comes to the door. My stomach flutters. She's beautiful.
Now her stomach flutters.
Oh, she says. I thought you were someone else. Disappointed, I says.
Yes, you're right there with a snappy comeback.
Well, she says, I can't ask you to come in. Of course not, I says, giving her the pearly teeth. But I can ask you to come out.
Well, what did she say to that?
Well, she didn't say anything, that is, right away, and then I proceeded to pour on the personality.
Then what did you do?
Now, wouldn't you like to know?
You give me a pain in the pancreas. You're always shooting off your face about women. Just stow it for the rest of this patrol, will you? Some of us have sweethearts.
Yeah? Maybe some of us haven't.
Hasn't he been telling us the truth?
Nah. You haven't been swallowing all that stuff. Have you?
Take a look. Just hope it won't be Coney Island.
Well, I got on the lucky sweater.
towards the bearing. 050, Captain.
Japanese mainland. Thought you'd like to know.
Just like the postcards, huh?
We got a better look inside the bay, Captain. By the way, you think you can get inside the nets?
That's what the orders say.
What about the minefields? Can you see them underwater?
Nope. I wish I could.
But if you do get in, how are you going to get the ship out?
Well, this is a sort of blind date, Raymond. We just have to wait and see what happens.
Have my tensions, Captain.
Okay, Andy. Townscope. We'll break out a chart of the probable minefields.
Well, boys, looks as if we have to wait for a ticket in.
This is going to be something like
waiting to have your first tooth yanked.
Checking the gravity, Captain.
How'd you happen to volunteer for the submarine service, Captain?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to get a kick out of swimming underwater.
How's your wife feel about you shoving off on these patrols?
The way the wives of all the men in the services feel, I guess.
Did she know what she was getting into when she married you?
Not when she met me. She was a blind date. Not quite the same as the date we've got ahead. It's so dark, I couldn't even see what she looked like.
Well, didn't you find out what she looked like?
Well, yes. You see, we have two kids by now.
Oh, I meant that night, sir.
No. But I found you didn't need to know what a girl looked like to like her. I like her voice. The things she said. The way she laughed. Still do. I like the way she is with our kids. I like everything about her.
What made you pick the Navy, Raymond?
Well, I was born and raised in Tokyo.
Tokyo, Japan?
Mm-hmm.
You speak Japanese?
Yes, he does. We expect to make good use of it soon.
Well, let's hear some.
Kimi no kuni wa nette ota. Nippon kaigun ga bikoko no kantai wo kibatsu shita no da to Yamamoto wa imashita. Nippon kaigun ga bikoko no kantai wo senbu chinbutsu shita no to...
Oh. Captain, I thought there was a Japanese on board ship.
It was Mr. Raymond.
There was a democratic movement in Japan after the last war. What happened to it?
The leaders were assassinated.
Well, what about the people?
They have no voice now. Starvation is the big stick, isn't it, Raymond?
That's right, sir. A big wage is $7 a week. They have no unions, no free press, nothing.
They do what they're told.
I'm afraid most of them believe what they're told, like that hero who knifed your torpedo man.
Thank you.
They've been sold a swindle, and they accept it.
But how can they support such big families on $7 a week?
They don't. Daughters of the poor are often sold to factories, or worse, when they're about 12.
Females are useful there only to work or to have children. The Japs don't understand the love we have for our women. They don't even have a word for it in their language.
Picking up something directly aft, Captain.
Bearing 180...
All stop. Hops go.
All answering stop, sir.
Sounds like a cruiser limping in. Destroyers escorting.
She's a heavy cruiser. Deep in the water. Coming home sick. Destroyers for nurses. Down scope.
Dead duck, Captain?
Nice duck. No torpedoes. This is our ticket to the feeding grounds.
Range on cruiser, sir, man.
4,200 yards, sir.
Should be tugs coming to help her in. Search ahead, entrance to Tokyo Bay.
Aye, aye, sir. Ships, sir. Confused sound. Maybe three, maybe four.
Good. 10 degrees dive on bow planes.
10 degrees on bow planes.
All ahead, 1/3.
Come on, Andy. The Japs don't know it, but they've sent us an invitation.
All answering ahead, 1/3, sir.
Low negative.
Close negative plus.
Negative plus,
zero bubble.
Zero bubble.
That cruiser's probably picking up a plane escort overhead.
Yeah.
You figure we're right here, huh?
And the minefield starts somewhere in there.
They're a cinch to have a sounding device to detect uninvited guests like us.
Small ships passing over, sir.
Making so much noise, the destroyers can't hear us if they're listening.
Live duck, he says. Did you guys hear the skipper say that we're not firing any torpedoes? He said our mission was Tokyo Bay. Okay, we're here. What are we doing, sightseeing?
What's the matter, Tommy? Scared with all the company over us?
I'm not scared. Yet.
Tugboats have contacted cruiser and destroyers. A blow-by-blow description, but we ain't sinking.
Oh, shut up.
It's a free country.
Not where we're sitting, it ain't. Right in the next berth there.
Attention all hands. We're going to take a chance following this cruiser through the minefields. From now on, normal talking is okay. But be careful of striking metal on metal. You all know sound travels far and clear underwater, especially when it's being sucked in by Jap listening devices above us or on shore. It's essential to our mission that we get as near to Tokyo as possible. In addition to mines, there's certainly a submarine net ahead, just waiting for screwballs like us. The heavy cruiser will be passing over us any minute. They'll lower the gate to let her through. I'm banking on the confusion stirred up by the tugs and cruiser to keep our motor sound from being picked up. Stand by. Keep on your toes. Sound man?
Cruiser's starting to pass overhead, sir.
Overhead 2/3. Steady as you go.
All ahead, 2/3. Steady as you go, sir.
What's this speed?
Slowed a few RPMs, Captain.
Good, that helps us. Bring her up to 55 feet keel depth.
Thank you. hugged the cruiser any closer?
Just about kissing her now, sir.
If we kiss her bottom, we get an ash can right down our neck.
Bearing zero. Picking up gauge vessels off both beams.
We're approaching their submarine net, Mr. Raymond. Men, you may all join me in a silent prayer.
Hey, Tommy, you sure you feel all right?
You don't think I'd get sick in the bottom of Tokyo Bay, do you?
It'll be dark upstairs soon. We'll surface the charged batteries. I can ask the exec to let you have some fresh air on the bridge.
No, thanks. I'm all right, honest.
Aye, aye, sir. Hey, Wolf. Captain wants you in his stateroom right away.
Nope. Now, what have I done?
Skipper probably wants some information on Japanese dames.
Yes, sir?
Wolf, how'd you like a little shore leave?
When, sir?
Tonight.
Tonight?
No.
Huh?
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Wolf. You've been with me on five patrols. I watch you under fire. You don't scare easy. I'm going to ask you to do something. You can turn it down if you want to, and it won't go any further than right here.
Well, just give me the orders, Captain.
This isn't an order. If you go, you go voluntarily. You might not come back.
Oh.
It has to do with why we haven't betrayed our position by sinking ships.
Yes, sir?
We're putting three men ashore to obtain vital data. That's why we're here.
I'll go, Captain.
Good. Come with me, Wolf.
Hi, Sparks.
Hi, Wolf.
Here's your other volunteer, Raymond.
Oh, glad to have you with me, Wolf.
Thank you, sir.
We'll forget that sir stuff. There won't be any time for that when we go ashore.
Well, let's get down to facts. Under the command of Admiral Halsey, our aircraft carriers, the Hornet and the Enterprise, with an escorting force, left the United States 2 weeks after we did. They followed our course. At the present time, they're approaching this position.
The purpose of this combined operation is the first bombing of Japan.
Sit down. Lieutenant Raymond, we'll tell you your mission.
The bombing planes must have vital information necessary to a successful bombing operation. The weather, shore installations, barrage balloon positions, and the number and location of Japanese ships in the bay. We'll get that information to them by radio.
After you men are ashore, the copper film will proceed as near as possible to Tokyo. We'll obtain supplementary data that our flyers need on that city. That information will be transferred to you.
Pardon me, sir, but how we know our way around once we get on shore?
I was raised in Japan. We've chosen a spot that I know very well.
Well, isn't the coastline one city after another, sir?
Well, no. Actually, it's very similar to that of California. The spot we've picked is a lonely one.
This special clothing has been provided for you.
Anything wrong, sir?
Oh, no. No, we always dim the lights 45 minutes before we surface. It allows our eyes to get accustomed to the darkness.
If you should run into any geisha girls on any porches just out of any bathtubs, don't pick any roses.
Sure party to the conning tower.
Good luck, Wolf.
Don't forget that bottle of sake.
Good landing.
Good luck, Wolf. Give the Emperor a booth for me, will you?
See that Nita doesn't get lonesome while I'm gone. Be good. So long, guys.
So long. Hello.
Ready to go, sir?
Stand by in the conning tower, Wolf.
Aye, aye, sir.
Send us a postcard, kid.
Happy landing, son.
Out of luck, pal.
Good luck.
Wolf,
don't take any wooden yen.
Hey, Wolf, how come they picked you?
I don't know. Strong arm, strong back, weak mind.
Pass the word, battle station.
Battle stations.
Battle stations.
Stand by the surface. Sound man, make another check.
All clear, sir.
Flow negative. Put a bubble in safety.
Bubble in safety.
All ahead, one third. Turn up the periscope depth. Once you're in the boat, we'll submerge and proceed north to Tokyo to get the necessary information. If all goes well, we'll return to this position tomorrow night and surface at 0130. One of you will come out to meet us in the boat to get the Tokyo and Yokohama data. We'll submerge again and await completion of your shortwave to the Hornet. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
At 0330, we'll surface again. If you've completed your transmission and are ready to return to the ship, what letter would you flash?
C is clear. C.
And if a jet patrol is on shore?
J.
Right. Then you return to cover until the next night. We won't respond to your signal, of course, but we'll be here every night at the same time until your mission is completed. Any questions? Vent safety, all stop. Make another sweep, sound man.
All clear, sir.
Upstroke. Dark that hand slide.
clear port.
All clear starboard.
Boat detail on deck. Load the gear. Step lively.
Accustomed to the night. You might get a medal out of this if you keep your skin whole. We'll work along those lines.
You don't mind, sir. I'll work on keeping my skin whole.
Well, good luck, Raymond.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, Wolf.
Thank you.
Good luck, Sparks.
Thank you, sir.
Kidding? I need you on board. I might break a leg. Stand by to dive.
Figured out how close we can get to Tokyo, Andy? Horse is trotted, Captain. Let's pull the cord.
Head up the trail to the top.
We're kind of like the pilgrims on Plymouth Rock.
.62 .59.5
Up anything, Sparks?
This is the history.
Tokyo and Rose, getting out with that nightly guff to the USA. Listen to this.
Never been defeated in a war. The sooner you Americans realize that Japan is invincible, the better. So perfect is the iron ring of defense her great leaders have built around her that no American ship dares approach within 500 miles of her sacred shores. The submarine menace has been entirely removed. The American Navy is afraid to tell its people of the tremendous losses suffered at the hands of the Imperial Japanese.
Listen, Lieutenant, if you don't need me for a while, I'll thumb a ride to Tokyo and silence that dame, but good.
Two flat tops building on the ship's ways. One heavy cruiser in dock, three outside. Garage balloons over large steel plant. Oil storage tanks on rise to the south. Oh, here comes a tin can. Down scope. Take down 100.
Captain blew up the power station, and that silenced the shore batteries. Then we pumped a dozen fish into the balance of the convoy, and then we beat it.
I guess that was the biggest kick of the year, eh, Captain?
Well, it was a kick, all right. But I think the biggest kick I got last year happened on dry land, Oklahoma City. I took my little boy to the barbershop to get his first haircut with me. Put him up on that little board they use for children, you know. I told the barber to give him a navy haircut. I just sat down and watched. Well, my boy asked the barber, would he please cut it so that his hair would drop down in front of his eyes? He'd like to see it fall. All the men waiting their turns were grinning at me. Well, my boy just sat up there, not saying anything, just looking at me. Very proud. Just looking at me with his eyes warm. It was my turn next. My little fellow asked the barber, could he please sit on my lap while I got my hair cut?
Well, the barber knew the boy and I don't see very much of each other, but with patrols and all. And he said, sure. So Michael climbed up on my lap.
Oh, I guess it really wasn't much. But after a while, he put his head back on my shoulder and looked at all the men waiting their turns and said, this is my daddy. Just something in the way he said it. But that was my biggest kick of last year.
Captain, there's a lad forward, Tommy Adams, with a high fever, sir. 103.
Well, what's the matter, son?
Got a fire in my stomach, sir. I'll be all right.
You don't look too good. You sure picked a fine time to get sick.
I'm sorry, sir.
Take him to my quarters.
What have you done for him? Well, when a guy gets a bellyache, you should give him a pill. But this is different.
With that temperature, this is more than a bellyache.
That's why I came to you, sir.
What do you think?
If it's what I think it is, I'm afraid to find out.
Go ahead.
Easy, does it? Easy.
What's the matter with me, pals?
Just relax, kid. You'll be all right. Listen, Captain, I'm not a doctor. All I know is first aid and handing out pills. I'm not a doctor.
All right, you're not a doctor.
I can't be sure. I mean, I am sure, and I don't know what to do about it.
It's appendicitis, isn't it?
Yes, sir. He's got to have an operation right away. He's finished.
Can you do it?
Do what, sir?
Operate on.
I don't know, sir. I never tried.
I can't help it whether you tried or not. You know how.
I've seen a few appendectomies.
You remember what you saw?
Not enough.
You've got a book, haven't you?
I've got the hospital core handbook.
And a book on anatomy with pictures.
I can't guarantee anything.
What if I killed him? What are his chances if you don't operate?
If he hasn't a prayer, you'll die.
Okay, then we operate. How do you feel, son?
Kind of sick. I'm sorry, sir.
Don't be. You know what you've got? Acute appendicitis.
Don't worry about me, sir.
Pills? Give it to him straight.
Listen, kid. I'm just a pharmacist, mate. I'm all right on vitamins, sun lamps, and pills, but operations are out of my line. You need an operation. Bad. You'll be dead in a couple of days if you don't have it right away. I trust you, Mills. You know what you're saying. I can't promise you anything. Sure, I know. When do we get underway? You got plenty of what it takes, kid. You rest easy.
Plenty worries of your own.
We'll do the best we can for you, son.
So I need muscle retractors, scalpels, and clamps.
Just see those pictures.
I can rig a landing light for you.
Yeah,
that'd be good. These knives are made of the finest steel there is. If we could just get someone to grind them down into scalpels or whatever you call them.
Give them to me. I'll grind them. Don't worry, Dills. I can make these things. Let me take your book with you.
What do you think you'll do it, Why,
I guess one of these mess tables is best.
All squared away?
I think so, sir.
You may have to take the angle off the table.
Yes, sir.
Destroyer passing aft, port to starboard. When she's gone, take her down to the bottom. We're going to operate on one of the men.
Aye, sir.
Near the pictures I could, Pills. Didn't waste time except on the working ends.
Thanks, Chief. Give him the cookie to boil.
Okay.
Did you find the ether?
Yes, sir.
Good. I think I can administer it. We better grease his face against ether burns.
Where's the stuff, Pills? I'll get it.
In my kit, the white Vaseline. Cookie's been working on ether cone, sir.
Well, here it is. It's only a tea strainer, but I hope it'll do the work.
It should.
Tell me when you come out of this. You order anything you like. I'll cook it for you.
Start cooking a pumpkin pie now, Cookie.
Pumpkin pie it is. With spank cream. There wasn't a bug on these kids that I didn't kill personally. It's all sterilized, just like a hospital.
Thanks, Cookie.
You better go back to your quarters. I'll keep you informed.
Yes, sir.
Let's see.
Of course, it's charted, Pills.
Sounds like dead reckoning, sir.
Can I have somebody read out of the book? I want to know something fast.
I'll do it, Pills. I won't do anything wrong, Tommy.
Don't worry, kid. Your back's against the wall, but you'll come through all right. You got friends pulling for you.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah. Ready for sea, Pills?
Ready for sea, kid.
I want you to know that whatever happens, it's okay. I know you'll do your best.
Thanks, kid.
Everything secure?
Everything secure, sir.
I always say my prayers, sir.
So do I, son. Go ahead.
God bless me. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Breathe deeply, son.
I keep them down.
How long has it been?
An hour. Smell that ether?
The pressure in the boat makes it affect everything. Sponge, please.
After applying the three clamps to the appendical base, and before the appendix is divided, the area is walled off with moist gauze packs to avoid any possible contamination or injury to the surrounding structures.
How long has it been?
Hour and a half.
Traction is then made on the fixed end of the purse string suture by pulling it upward.
More sulfur?
He can't pull through. Taking too long. Did my best, but he can't.
Finish your job. The ether's gone.
Wolf, let's get going.
Two carriers. Four heavy cruisers. Seven destroyers in the bay. Over the city. Barrage balloons over the Mitsubishi factory. That's where the zeros come from. Over the Nagoya plant, it's about 20.
Surface again at 0330. Good luck.
throughout, can you see? Minute time, Sparks.
5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2.
Teki Hokoku. Teki Hokoku.
Get it, Hornet. Get it sweet and clear. 3, 4.
Teki Hokoku. Teki Hokoku.
Message from the Coppafin coming in, sir.
One, two, three, four, five. Stop recording.
One, two, three.
Soro ichi ni ichi no tenki wa betsu ni kawara ga nai.
Chuobu ni wa sora ga yoku harete. Ami mo furi nai so desu. Futsu kono toki ni wa warai.
I'll record to the admiral.
Sainanbu kara kita ichi ni ichi no hoku.
Copperfin contacted, sir. Report coming in.
Good.
Just as soon as the message is complete, rush the records to decoding.
Saru ichinichi no tenki wa betsu ni kawari ga nai. Chu obu ni wa sora ga yoku harete. Ami mo furi nai so desu. Futsu, kono toki ni wa waruai tenki go.
If the chaps pick it up, they'll think it's one of their own guys. Stand by the antenna.
Kono gurai ami ga furu kano. Kawara na kanai. Chu obu ni wa sora ga yoku.
Saru ichinichi no
tenki wa betsu ni
kawari ga nai. Chu obu ni wa sora ga yoku harete. Ami mo furi nai so desu. Ichinichi no hokoku. Oka no home ni wa. Sono gurai ame ga furu kano.
Ningan mai hoso. Cheki sayo.
Stand by to shove off.
Double. Come on, Chief. Hold the car.
disposal. Travel over to 100 feet.
Home, sweet home. Come up in, sweetheart. I love you.
Interference here. You men who are making the Tokyo run will have to do some plain and fancy hedge hopping en route. The weather reports from the Copperfin are in the hands of the navigators. The Navy has done a great job of coordination. The rest is up to us. Any questions?
One last reminder, fellas. Double check your pockets. Make sure you have nothing on you that would give information to the enemy. No man taking off is to have any means of identification whatsoever. Who you are, where you came from, or where you're going. But when you land in China, don't order chop suey. That's strictly an American dish. Good luck, happy landings, and God bless you.
Pilots, man your plane.
I'll see that you get them back personally, fella.
Officers and men of the attack force. Every man on this ship and every man in the Navy wishes you the best of luck. Stand by to start engines. Start engines.
Japs are happy to die for their emperor. A lot of them are going to be made very happy. answer your broadcast, Ray.
They're dropping inks all over the place, men. Smack on the targets.
Yeah!
Terrific.
How do you like that?
Take a look, Andy.
Small ships bearing 225.
Sweepers. Running interference for the big babies.
Yipe, our planes are chasing the rats out of their nests. Now let's go.
All ahead full.
All ahead full, sir.
They'll lower the gate to let the capital ships out in a hurry. And us.
We'll take you through the gate wide open.
For a setup.
Mark, bearing 290. Angle on the bow 20 degrees starboard. Range 6,000. Estimated speed 20 knots. Downstroke.
Steady on course 085. All ahead full.
Make all tubes ready for firing.
Make all tubes ready for firing.
Torpedo setting 12 feet, high speed. Firing order 1342. Firing bearing 338.
Fire one.
Give me a time check. 4 seconds. 5 seconds.
Fire three.
Fire four.
Fire two.
Downscope.
1 second, 22 seconds, 23 seconds.
Missed him with number one.
Carrier. We'll finish the job of the sting from our tail.
We'll be right back.
inside bubbles. Level off at 150 feet.
Boys, it's going to get rougher.
All rigged for depth charges, kid?
Yes, sir.
When you hear the metallic click, click, hang on. See what I mean?
Sure giving them a licking, aren't we, sir?
Yeah.
Off of this too, you dirty snipes.
You know, Nita, I think they found out where we are.
Switch to emergency lighting.
$5 the next one drops on the starboard side.
I'll take it.
Hey, fellas. The next war, I'm going to the Ozarks and hide. Oh, Duke. I'm sorry.
Oh, skip it, Cookie. I'd rather get wet that way than have Jap seawater pouring in on me.
All stop. We'll try and coast out from under them.
Congratulations, Wolf.
On what?
It's been an hour since anything reminded you of a Dave.
Sorry, honey.
Zed told me to rope you in.
What makes the metallic clicks before the depth charges, Tosky?
Well, we figure it's the detonator going off before the main charge. Here's a pencil, kid. The skipper won't mind if you keep scoring his bulkhead.
All ahead, pull.
Shoot me a toolbox!
Oh, hello, Ray. Want something to lean on? There's plenty more coming. Well, anyway, Tokyo got its face lifted, and we got ourselves a flat top.
Captain, I'm no good.
Why not?
Scared stiff.
How do you think the rest of us feel?
Oh, you're not scared. I look at your faces.
I look at yours, too. The same as the others.
You're scared?
I'll say I am. So is everyone else.
You, Cookie, you scared?
No, I was just checking my grocery stores.
Would any of you fellas be interested in a 1938 motor scooter?
Go ahead, Chief. We're taking a lot of water, sir. We get one leak wedged and another one starts.
Captain, the phone.
Phone, Captain.
Yeah? Bad leaks in the after room, Skipper. Haven't been able to stop them.
Well, maybe we've lost the nips. I'll take a chance on the pumps.
got drain pump on the after bilges. Stand by.
Cotton to your ears?
It gets that close. You won't need cotton.
Pills, do you think prayers do any good?
Yes, they do. I know they do.
Plug the leaks as best you can, Andy. Those Japs are too smart for us.
We'll do our best.
Back home, we call this fun.
They don't stop those leaks at... We'll be headed for the bottom stern first.
Oh, that's a pretty pattern, that one.
I wonder how the invasion of Europe is getting along.
The room, sir.
Come on, fill them up, don't you? Not finger bones.
Chin of the boat. There's nothing else we could do. We gotta take it. We can't win if we can't take it. Don't you know that?
This ship's taking more than she should have to.
Anybody hurt back there?
Several. Pills is fixing them up.
The batteries are low. If we don't surface soon. Well, I think we're all tired of getting pushed around.
How many destroyers do you count, sound man?
Only one for the moment, sir.
Let's take a crack at that Jap.
All ahead, pull.
Ready on the bow tube.
Ready on the bow tube.
Bring her up smartly.
Switch the power operation. Full rise on the bow planes. Close vents.
Destroyer bearing.
015.
That's closer.
Stand by the bow tubes.
Standing by forward, sir.
out of this. Here he comes. We'll only get one chance then. I can do it. Stand by the fire. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. Fire one. Fire two. For the deep six.
Let's get out of here.
Going where we've been.
Could be.
Hey, Eddie, do you think that sub down there saw any action? Nah, probably just out for a couple of practice dives.
I'm hopping the first train back to the farm, and I'm busting open a big barrel of cider just for me.
I'm going to a potter shop, and I'm going to get drunk on dinosaur records.
Every night for weeks, I've been dreaming of green vegetables. Four heads of lettuce all in a row.
Boy, I'm dreaming of something else.
Well, there'll be somebody hanging over a hot stove for me for a change.
Me, I'm going to take my girl out in the canoe and propose to her. She's going to get married and have seven kids.
You wait till I'm a doctor, I'll deliver them for you free. Hey, that reminds me. I want a picture of that scar of yours to put on the wall of my office when the war's over.
It's like Mike said. You're here, you wish you were back out there.
Won't be such a long time between beers now, Captain.
I thought I saw my wife and kids on the dock. I couldn't be that lucky.
Well, Navy wives have a way of knowing when their men are coming home, Captain. Take another look.
You're right. I couldn't be that lucky. But I am.
To the United States Navy, our thanks for making this picture possible. To the gallant officers and men of the Silent Service, to our submarines now on war patrol in hostile waters, good luck and good hunting.